Well, Lorena, here we are, time for your weekend polls, and I've got the big question for you. Do you have your cowboy boots ready, shined up, and ready to go?
I think I need to buy some.
You need to buy some. You need to invest in this kind of stuff.
I know, especially in Las Cruces.
Look, I've got my cowboy boots on.
Oh, yeah? They look nice.
You got to have cowboy boots, especially when it comes to
Country Music Fest.
So what's going on with that?
So Las Cruces Country Music Fest. Tonight is one of the big nights of Country Music Fest. We got headlining Travis Tritt, and then tomorrow night is going to be Casey Musgraves. They're going to be headlining a really big lineup that includes Tanya Tucker, the Marshall Tucker Band, as well as the Eli Young Band. They're no strangers to Las Cruces. They've actually been here several times. So it's really nice to see them come back. They always have really nice things to say about the area. And those are two of the big things happening, but of course, it's a big festival. There's a lot going on, and that includes some vendors. They're going to have a really big kids area that's going to be going on during the festivals to make it more of a family event. If you have VIP passes, you get access to the VIP parties.
Are those still available, the VIP passes?
I think so. There are tickets still available to the Country Music Festival. They're expecting – they've had a really good sale so far, so they're expecting to sell out. And, of course, it is a two-day festival, but there are still tickets available to the Country Breakfast, which is on Sunday. It's a little more intimate. They have a nice fashion show, and a few of the performers do go and perform more of an acoustic set, a little more intimate setting.
And a big congratulations to the city of Las Cruces for really pulling this off and making it be a true event to look forward to.
Yeah, fifth year, so it's a nice milestone, and they seem to just be you know, they learn every year, and it just seems to be getting bigger and with bigger names. So everyone, I think, is really excited about this one.
Okay, I've got my challenge for you. By this time next year, when it comes to the Country Music Festival, I expect for you to have a pair of cowgirl boots.
Okay, right? I will.
That's the challenge. Let's move on to an annual event, the Sun City Craft Beer Fest.
Yes, this is one of those events that I put in here because you can either go to it if you're not planning on going to the Country Music Festival, or you can go to it during the day when there's not big Country Music Festival stuff going on. So it's in El Paso. It's Saturday from 1 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $30. If you got a designated driver, they do get in at $10. But they have 150 beer brands sampling live music.
150?
Yeah.
It's a really big festival. How many samples do you get? 20?
Maybe.
Maybe.
As much as you want, probably.
Okay, so sample 150.
Yeah, gigantic beer pong. Human foosball. I keep hearing about that. I don't know what it is. And they have food trucks, live beer, live brewing. So it's a nice event to go to. I did put in here, though, Impulse, that there is construction. So I recommend, honestly, you checking out the website for the information on the construction, because sometimes there's closures, sometimes there are delays, and that way you can plan accordingly.
Now, the website is what?
Go10elpaso.com.
Go10elpaso.com to check out traffic, okay? Now, we are in an age where political humor is, I don't know.
Rampant.
But this particular event is really going to do some satire on bureaucracy.
Yes, so it's called the Hilarious Musical Satire of Bureaucracy and Musical Theater itself. It's called Urinetown.
Urinetown.
It's the winner of 3 Tony Awards. I heard from my boss. It is really, really funny. She actually got the chance to see it on Broadway. She mentioned puppets. I don't know. I don't have a clear view of what that is, but she highly recommends it, and I've heard nothing but good things about it. So the production runs all the way through May 7th. There's plenty of chances to check it out and just support the NMSU Center for the Arts, which is always a beautiful setting for some really nice live entertainment in Las Cruces.
And on Taste for Your Impulse, something I'm familiar with, Boba's Cafe.
Ah, it's one of my favorites. Boba's Cafe, not too far off from University Avenue. So if you're in the NMSU area, check it out. They have delicious teas. They're really well known for their like Asian-style cuisine there. And my favorite, their chicken salad sandwich with grapes and nuts.
Ah, la la. Okay, so we've got the Country Music Festival, the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, and satire and bureaucracy.
And there's a lot more happening this weekend, so it's not just Country Music Fest for all those who may not be going to that.
So check out this week's Pulse. Lorena, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.